Okay, so I had an epiphany as I was coming up with the lesson material for this week's lesson. And that epiphany was around the way that this material is packaged. I came up with a new way, I think. I've never seen it done this way before. But a new way of packaging improvising in scales and how all of that is overwhelming. We talk about modes. We talk about different scales, major, minor, harmonic, minors. There's all this stuff. And it's totally overwhelming. And I wanted to take one idea, one shape, and let that one idea, one shape, one pattern represent everything. Your minor stuff, your major stuff, modes, it can represent everything. And that's what we're going to be taking a look at in this week's lesson. So for those of you that are stuck, feeling stuck and frustrated because you're overwhelmed by all of the options, so many scales. If you get a book on scales, by the way, they're like this thick. And the first question you have is like, where do you start? Do I start with page one? Well, the truth is there's only a few things you really need to know if you're improvising, you know, if you're playing rock and country and blues and the stuff that most of us are interested in, most of the us watching these videos, the active melody audience. If you're getting into jazz fusion or more advanced jazz, it's not the case, but most of us just want to be able to sit down and jam in a bluegrass jam or play with our friends or whatever. There's just a handful of scales that can give you all of that. And so that's what we're going to take a look at in this lesson. We're going to take actually just one pattern, and it represents kind of everything.